agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. The annual South Dakota Corn Conference will be held this weekend in Sioux Falls. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Tyler Donaldson has more.
My guest today is South Dakota Corn Growers Association Vice President Taylor Sumption. Taylor, what can you share with us about the upcoming conference? Any interesting topics that you guys are excited about?
Yeah, our 30th annual conference is coming up this Saturday. Start off at 10 in the morning. Our focus, I mean, there's some hot topics out there with foreign ag ownership, you know, with legislation kicking off in South Dakota. Right now, we've got foreign ag ownership as a topic, the CO2 pipelines, you know, a lot of moving parts this year, so we're looking forward to getting some good feedback from our grower members on direction on some of that. We've got our corn yield contest winners, and we're really focusing on membership, trying to grow our membership. So we've come out with some new membership options, student memberships, and then couple memberships to try and engage more people with South Dakota corn.
How are things looking so far for South Dakota corn going into the 2024 spring season?
You know, we grew a big crop again. That we've got to get through, and you know, where usage is kind of the Achilles heel in it. I think, looking at the numbers more so than I mean, production obviously didn't help, but we need to get our usage up. That's part of corn is looking for new uses, new ways to expand those markets, and also expand the markets we currently have. So that's something that, you know, we put a lot of focus on.
What sort of role do events like the South Dakota Corn Conference play, and how important are they to groups like the South Dakota Corn Growers Association and other local farmers?
You know, the highlight of all these events is the networking, meeting other producers, talking through different things, the direction of agriculture moving into 24. And I'm excited. I hope to see a lot of new faces there, and we can get some more engagement from our corn growers across the state.
For the Red River Farm Network, I'm Tyler Donaldson.
Titan